Today's daf is Erevin daf Pei Aleph, and we are at the Mishnah, five lines from the bottom of daf Pei Amid Beis. Today's daf is being learned as a Schos Refuah Shalema for Shlomo Ben Zara Aliza, of Vadya Ben Miriam Leah, Chana Rivka Bas Faila, Rafal Mordechai Ben Gittel, and Chaim Naftali Menachem Ben Yendela. Today's daf is also being learned as a Schos for Hatzlacha Bechala and Yonim, for Yecheskel Shraga Ben Miral. Today's daf is also being learned Le'ilu Nishmas Chaya Rivka Bas Yitzchak Yaakov and Le'ilu Nishmas Avram Ben Yibadol L'Chaim Toivim Reb Moshe Chaim. So we're continuing to discuss halachos of a Ruvei Chatzeros and Shetufei Mevod. It's up to Mishnah. Bakol Ma'arvin U'mishtatfin. You can use any food to make an Eriv or to make Shetufei Mevoyos. Chutz, the exception is, Min HaMayim U'Min HaMelech. You can't use water and you can't use salt. But all foods other than water and salt are okay to be used for Erev and Shetuf. What does Erev mean? Pashina means Eruv Chatzeros and Eruv Tchumen. What does Shetuf mean? It could only mean Shetufei Mevoyos. Says the Mishnah, Divrei Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Shua says, Kikar Hu Erev. You have to use for Eruv Chatzeros only bread, not just bread. Rashi says, kikar means shalem. You have to use whole loaves of bread, meaning, afilu mafei sa vahu prusa e marvimba. If you had a very, very large challah, but it's missing a prusa, you wouldn't be able to use it. Kikar ki iser. If you had a complete challah, even if it's so small as the size of an iser, vahu shalem, marvimba, then you would be able to use it. Either way, the opening line in the Mishnah should sound familiar. Bakol ma'arvin u'mishtatfin chutz min ha'mayim u'min ha'melech. And the reason it should sound familiar is because we've had this already. It's the opening line of the third perek of Masechtas Erevin. The third perek of the Masechtas is called perek Bakol ma'arvin, and it begins Bakol ma'arvin u'mishtatfin chutz min ha'mayim u'min ha'melech. And what we see in this Mishnah is a few things. Number one, Divrei Rabbi Eliezer. From the Stam Mishnah Masechtas Erevin daf Chavav Amidbeis, it sounded like this was Aliba de Kuli Alma. Divrei Rabbi Eliezer, that's interesting. Number one, because it's interesting. And number two, we usually don't paskin like Rabbi Eliezer. So it comes out that the words of Bakol ma'arvin u'mishtatfim chutz min ha'mayim u'min ha'melach is really going aliba de Rabbi Eliezer. Number two, in this Mishnah we have another opinion, and that is the sheet of Rabbi Yeshua. Rabbi Yeshua argues not with regards to a Ruvi Tchumen. Rabbi Yeshua argues not with regards to Shetufei Mevoyos. As it relates to that, he agrees Bakol ma'arvin u'mishtatfim chutz min ha'mayim u'min ha'melach. What Rabbi Yeshua argued was, as it relates to a Ruvi Chatzeres. There Rabbi Yeshua said, you can't just use anything as long as it's not water and salt. Rather, there it has to be bread, not just bread, it has to be whole loaves of bread. As long as it's whole, doesn't matter how small it is. And if it's not going to be whole, it doesn't matter how big it is. Either way, Zokta Gemara. The Mishnah began, Bakol ma'arvin u'mishtatfin chutz min ha'mayim u'min ha'melech. Veitik mor tanin u'chad ha'zimna. Didn't we have this Mishnah already? The aura that we just mentioned. Bakol ma'arvin u'mishtatfin chutz min ha'mayim u'min ha'melech. This is a Mishnah, daf chavam amid beis. Why do we have to chazer it over here? Again, in Erevin daf pei amid beis. Amar Rabba, so Rabba said, no, there's a chiddush in this Mishnah. What's the chiddush? La'fuke mid Rabbi Yeshua. The chiddush is, the Amar, Rabbi Yeshua said, kikarin mid yachrin iloi. Rabbi Yeshua has a shita that as it relates to Ruvi Chatzeres, you have to use bread. Not just bread, but whole loaves of bread. But the point is, it has to be bread, you can't use anything else. I would have thought from the Mishnah and Daf Chavav Amid Beis that maybe Rabbi Eliezer, the author of this line, Bakol Ma'arvin U'mishtatfin Chutz Min Ha'mayim Min Ha'melech, agrees with Rabbi Yeshua, and he holds that as it relates to Ruvi Chatzeres, you have to use bread. What then does Bakol Ma'arvin U'mishtatfin mean? Ma'arvin means a Ruvi Tchumim, Mishtatfin means Shetufei Mevoyos. But as it relates to Ruvi Chatzeros, Sol Kedai Techamino, maybe he holds it's not okay. Kamash Malon, you know what you see in our Mishnah? That it's Rabbi Yeshua who holds that a Ruvi Chatzeros is different. But as it relates to Rabbi Eliezer himself, he holds that a Ruvi Chatzeros is also Bakol Ma'arvin U'mishtatfin Chutz Min Ha'mayim U'min Ha'melech. So says the Gemara, you want to know why the Mishnah chazered over this halacha? It's because there's a chiddush in this Mishnah that we didn't have in the previous Mishnah. Because from learning the previous Mishnah, you could have thought that Bakol Ma'arvin means only a Ruvei Tchumen. Kamash Malon in this Mishnah that means a Ruvei Chatzeres as well. Where do you see that it also means a Ruvei Chatzeres? From Rabbi Yeshua. For Rabbi Yeshua, you know what Rabbi Eliezer held. Because you see, Rabbi Yeshua is arguing as it relates to Ruvi Chatzeres. Oh, Rabbi Yeshua, you're arguing by Ruvi Chatzeres. What does that imply? That implies that Rabbi Eliezer holds his halacha even by Ruvi Chatzeres. So that's the chiddush of this Mishnah, that Bakol Ma'arvin doesn't just mean a Ruvi Tchumen, but it means a Ruvi Chatzeres as well. But the Gemara says, Eisevei Abaya. I'm not sure Abaya said that that's even accurate. Meaning, it's true in our Mishnah, there's a machloikis Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua. And Rabbi Yeshua is the one that says a Ruvi Chatzeres has to be bread. So the Gemara is implying that Rabbi Eliezer probably holds that it doesn't have to be bread. Which means, Bakol Ma'arvin means not only a Ruvi Tchumen, it means a Ruvi Chatzeres. But Abai said, I have a Braisa that could be, is a Ha'ar on this. Because the Braisa says, Bakol Ma'arvin a Ruvi Chatzeres. Or Bakol Mashtakvin Shetufim Mevoyos. You can use anything for Ruvi Chatzeres, you can use anything for Shetufim Mevoyos. Fully Amrulai in the past. However, you have to use bread, Ela B'chatz B'vat, when it comes to a Ruvi Chatzeres. So this is an interesting Braisa, right? If you look at the words carefully. Bakol Ma'arvin a Ruvi Chatzeres. It sounds like a steer in Minayube. You can use anything for Ruvi Chatzeres, and then it says, which clearly implies that for Ruvi Chatzeres, you have to use pas. Who's the Tana that holds that Ruvi Chatzeres has to be pas, but you can't use anything else? Rabbi Yeshua. It's Rabbi Yeshua. Viktoni Bakoil. And still says, Bakol Ma'arvin. What's the point? You see from this Braisa said Abaya that just because it says Bakol Ma'arvin Eruvi Chatzeres, it doesn't mean as opposed to that it only has to be pas. Meaning Bakol Ma'arvin could mean that it has to be pas. V'horaya, because how else would you read the Braisa? Bakol Ma'arvin Eruvi Chatzeres, and then V'layon La'arv Pas Ela B'chatzel B'vat. That means the words Bakol Ma'arvin can be soivel only pas. What does it mean then Bakol Ma'arvin? If it has to be pas, then it's not Bakol Ma'arvin. The teretz is all types of bread. If that's the case, says Abaya, maybe that's what the Mishnah means. When the Mishnah said, Bakol Ma'arvin u'mishtatfin, chutz min amayim min amelech divrei Rabbi Eliezer, and then you have a Rabbi Yeshua, maybe Rabbi Eliezer also holds that as it relates to Ruvi Chatzeres, it has to be dafka bread. What then did he mean when he said Bakol Ma'arvin? He meant all types of bread. What then is the machloikis Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua? It has to be something. Rabbi Yeshua is coming to argue not to be mechadish that a Ruvi Chatzeres has to be bread, because Rabbi Eliezer also holds it has to be bread. This is a real pshat gemara. Rather, what Rabbi Yeshua is coming to add is that it has to be whole loaves of bread. Whereas maybe Rabbi Eliezer holds it doesn't have to be whole loaves of bread. But the point is, the gemara assumed for sure that Bakol Ma'arvin must mean everything. Now, what are we referring to? From the Mishnah Chavava Mibes, maybe only a Ruvi Tchumen. From this Mishnah, it's Muchach, even a Ruvi Chatzeres. Where do you see even a Ruvi Chatzeres? You see it from Rabbi Yeshua. Oh, if that's the case, Bakol Ma'arvin means a Ruvi Chatzeres, you see, even a Ruvi Chatzeres, you can use anything. Chutz min amayim min amelech. Oh, that's a big Kiddush. I didn't know that from the Mishnah Chavava Mibes. Because from the Mishnah Chavava Mibes, I could have thought, Ma'arvin means a Ruvi Tchumen. Maybe not a Ruvi Chatzeres. Kamash Malon, even by a Ruvi Chatzeres. But the Rambam says, it's not Muchach. Esavei Abaya, Geshmaka Pshat Kasha. He says, I have a raya from a braisa that Bakol Ma'arvin doesn't necessarily mean all foods. Bakol Ma'arvin can mean all types of breads. And if that's the case, although our Mishnah is discussing a Ruvi Chatzeres, and there is a machloikis Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua, it's not muchach that the machloikis is whether you can use all foods for a Ruvi Chatzeres or only bread. Maybe everybody holds you have to use bread. The machloikis is whether you can use even breads that are prusois, broken breads, or whether you have to use dafka shleimus, like for lechem mishnah, you have to use shleimus. So if a Ruvi Chatzeres, this is Rabbi Yeshua's chiddush, perhaps that you have to use shleimus, but maybe everybody holds it has to be bread. The bottom line is, the kasha was that why do we have to chazer over the mishnah? Don't we know the mishnah already from Chavav and the Beis? So what was the first teretz from the mishnah Chavav and the Beis? I would think Bakol Ma'arvin Chutz Min Amelech is only true for a Ruvi Tchumen. I wouldn't know a Ruvi Chatzeres. From this mishnah, I know it's even a Ruvi Chatzeres. If I said, no, you don't. You don't know from this mishnah it's a Ruvi Chatzeres, because based on what we just said, maybe even Rabbi Eliezer holds that it's only Ruvi. So Rabbi Bar Chana had to say a different teretz. Why the Mishnah had a chazer over this halacha? It's lafukim the Rabbi Yeshua. The Amash Shlema in Prusa like Kamash Balan Bakol. To teach me that it doesn't have to be a prus. At the end of the day, there is a machloikis Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua over here. Meaning, Rabbi Eliezer is saying a chiddush that not everybody agreed with. What's the chiddush? We assumed the chiddush was that you don't need bread for Ruvi Chatzeres. Okay, Abaya said it's not muchach. Fine. So even according to Abaya, What then is the machloikis Rebbe Eliezer, Rebbe Yeshua? Do you need shleimos, or could you use prusais? Meaning, Rebbe Eliezer holds bakol marvin, even prusais. That's the chiddush of this mishnah. Bottom line is the chiddush in this mishnah that we don't have for the mishnah chavava mebeis. What's the chiddush? The machloikis Rebbe Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua. But the truth is, it is interesting because it's a stam mishnah chavava mebeis. Doesn't mention anything about Rebbe Eliezer. Here we see in the mishnah on daf peyam mebeis that it actually does mean Rebbe Eliezer. Another interesting thing is we've mentioned this a few times. We're going to go weiter, but a few times we mentioned that. There's a machlokes Rashi and Tosfos right in the beginning of the third parak of Masechtas Eruvin. Bakol Ma'arvin Rashi says Eruvei Chatzeros v'Tchumen. Tosfos says no, only Eruvei Tchumen. Eruvei Chatzeros has to be pas, meaning a machlokes had to read the Mishnah. Really, after further review, it seems like this machlokes Rashi Tosfos is really totally in this Gemara that we just learned. Just some food for thought. Talk to Gemara weiter. Uprusa, my time alois. Rabbi Yeshua has a shita that you have to use shleimus. You can't use prusais. Why not? Why can't you use prusais for a ruvei chatzeres? Am Rabbi Yosi ben Shal. Am Rabbi Mishum Eva. The reason is because we're afraid a fight's gonna break out. Because at the way a ruvei chatzeres works in the old Dinda times is that people used to literally come together and there'd be mishtatif. Everybody contributed. There'd be someone who would knock on people's doors, they would send the kleine kinderlich sometimes, and they would say, would you please contribute to the Ruvi Chatzeres? So what would happen if one person gives a nice bukala, he gives a nice shayna challah, and the other person gives a half a piece of bread? So there's going to be issues of eva. People are going to stop being upset. How come I always have to give the nice challah? You give the shvacher challah. So simply mipnei hasholem, and that was the whole idea of Erev, right? Erev, we saw, is Miloshin Taruvois, it's also Miloshin Vaharivna, Miloshin Areva Vinoicha, like the Gemara said earlier in the Masechta. It has to unite, it has to bring people together. If the Erev is going to be an impetus for Machloikis, then it's counterproductive. It goes against what the Erev is supposed to be. So the bottom line is, Mishum Evid, Chazal made a Takana, it has to be Shlemus. Amalei Rav Achabri, the Rav of the Rav Ashi, Irvu Kulam Prusis. What if everybody gave Prusis? Oh, maybe if everybody gave Prusis, it shouldn't be a problem. If one person gives a Shalem and the other guy gives a Prusa, maybe you can have Eva. What if everybody gave prusas? Amalei. So he told him, Shemi Yachser Davala Kukula. It's very nice, this chatzer. Everybody gave prusas. What about another chatzer? Maybe someone else is not going to give a prusa, and then you're going to have the same problem. So this was already a takana, a gzera, legzera. Let's never allow prusas like this. You're never going to have to worry about fighting. Amar Rabbi Yochanan ben Shaul, or Rabbi Yosi ben Shaul. Nitlehe medekatei chalasakatei dimua ma'amulebo. Even though Rabbi Shua said that you have to use shleimos, you have to use whole chalas for eruvei chatzeres. Again, you have to use bread, and it has to be shleimos. But there is an exception to rule, meaning there are times where even if it's a prusa, it's still going to be okay. Number one, chala. So usually, conventionally, you mafresh chala when the challah is in the state of dough, right? That's usually reishis arisos seichem. When it's dough, that's when you're mafresh challah. But b'dieved, you could also be mafresh challah after it was baked. What would be if somebody baked challah and realized, oops, I wasn't mafresh challah yet, so he took off a little bit of challah. That little bit of challah that was taken off doesn't render the bread into a prusa, so that you wouldn't be able to use a feiruvi chaseris. It's still considered shleimos. Additionally, what would be if you had dimua? If you had dough that was chulin, and a little bit of truma got mixed up, and then you baked it. So there's a whole shulchan aruch of what you do. You're supposed to remove echad mimeya, whatever. But the point is that you would have to remove a little bit of it. If you removed a little bit, why? Because you were addressing the little bit of truma that was nisarev in this taruvos. So that Chisorin too wouldn't render it into a prusa to say that it shouldn't be okay. That was Rabbi Yosi ben Shaul's chiddush. That even though Rabbi Yeshua says it has to be shleimos, but there are two examples of where it can be chaser and it's going to be okay. Number one, nitlehe mena kidei chalasa. Number two, nitlehe mena kidei dimua. Faith in Gemara, is that true? U kidei dimua. No, arvin leba. Time to learn to the brayso. Kidei dimua. Ma'arvin leba. Kidei chalasa. E ma'arvin leba. It's a mufurish brayso that says that if you remove the shir chalu, you can't use it as an if. So we have a stira. Rabbi ben Shaul said, it's still okay. And here we have a price that says, if you remove the sheer chal, it's not going to be okay. Tomorrow says, like, Kasha, haba chalas nachtem, haba chalas balabais. There's two different shirim of chalas. There was a different shear of chala as it relates to a balabais, a man or a woman who's just baking chala, versus a nachtem who bakes chala professionally. The nachtem has to be mafresh less chala. Balabais has to be mafresh more. The shear of chal is 1/24th of the dough. That's for someone that makes isa for himself, or for a party that he's hosting.
Then the halacha is echad mi'asim v'arba. Nachtoim. What about a baker? Shu oisalim k'bashok. Who does this professionally? V'cheno ish shasalim k'bashok. Or a woman that sells bread professionally. Then the shir is something else. It's echad mi'arba v'shmoina. Meaning, if you're a nachtoim, the shir chala is a smaller shir than if you're a balabai. So we have a stira. If the chala was missing the shir chala, is it going to be considered a prusa, thus you can use it according to Rabbi Yeshua Fei Ruvi Chatzeres, or maybe it's still going to be considered a shalim. Rabbi Yosef and Shaul said it's going to be considered a shalim. A Braisa said it's going to be considered a prusa. Mara says, like Kasha, which chala? Is it missing 1/24th? Oh, that's too much. If it's missing 1/48th, that's a much lesser number. As a result, that's going to be okay. Amar Rav Chizda. Rav Chizda said, what would be if you had a chala that was prusa, but tafra bikisin? You went and you tied it together. So you took the part of the chala that came off, and you put it together now. It's stuck with a kisei, with like a splinter. So what's the halacha? He said, "Ma'arvin loyba." Frank Gemara, that true? But Tanya, we learned to the Brisa. Hey, ma'arvin loyba. So the Gemara like Kasha. Hadi adia tifra. Hadi adia tifra. It depends on the incision, right? How was it stitched? Was it stitched to the point that you can see it put together? Then it's not going to be okay. If it's loy adia tifra, then it's going to be okay. Amar Abzeir, Amar Shmuel. Ma'arvin bepas oires. Again, we're going all in Shitas Rabbi Yeshua that holds that a Ruvi Chatzeris is not Bakol Ma'arvin U'mishtatvin Chutz Min Amayim U'min Amelech. But it has to be dafka bread, not just bread, it has to be Shlemus. So now the question is, what defines bread? What if you have bread that was made from Orez, rice, or you have bread that was made from Doichen, millet? Are these considered breads, or are they not considered breads? Now, the truth is, Orez and Doichen are of Perikets and Mevarchen fame. When you learn Perikets and Mevarchen, so the Gemara talks about Orez and Doichen, you make a Mezoinus, you make an Alamichia, you have Birchas HaMazon. So here we're discussing Orez and Doichen, whether they constitute bread in the context of Rabbi Yeshua's halacha that a Ruvi Chatzeres requires bread. So the Gemara says that Rabbi Zeira said, I was Mekabel from Shmuel, who said, you can use Eiris and you can use Doichen as a Eir. I'm a Marukfa. Marukfa said, I'll tell you what I heard from Shmuel. Bepas Eiris Ma'arvin, you can use Eiris, or bepas Doichen ein Ma'arvin. So in our sugya, there's actually a distinction between Eiris and Doichen. I'm Rabbi Chibar Rabban, I'm a Rab. Ma'arvin bepas adoshim. If you made bread from lentils, you can use that as an erev. That's okay. It's considered pas. There was once a loaf of lentil bread that was in the times of Shmuel. V'shadi legalbe, and the oilam didn't want to eat it, so they decided they're going to feed it to the dogs. Like kelev tashlichan oisai v'lo yachle, and even the dog didn't want to eat it. So what do you see from here? It's not even royal Michael Klovin. So if it's not royal Achila, how can you tell me it's chashev bread? You can use it for Eruvei Chatzeres. The dogs didn't even want to eat it. So the Gemara says, no, you're missing information. You ask a kasha from a story, right? A kasha fina maisa. But you have to know the information. You have to make sure you have the details. The details of the story were a little bit fachaded. If you would know the whole story, you would know it's not a tzush. Number one, ahi deshar minim avya. That bread was a bread that was made up of a whole bunch of different ingredients. Yeah, one of them were adashim, but there were really other minim as well. Dichsiv, and the Gemara quotes a pasuk. I mean, we're trying to just corroborate a story, but we support our understanding of the story by quoting a pasuk, a fascinating pasuk, a pasuk that regretfully we don't have time to properly go into. But the context over there are the nevuos of Yecheskel, right in the beginning of Sefer Yecheskel, where Hashem tells Yecheskel that I want you to live in an extremely uncomfortable way, and so like this you'll understand the suffering of Klai. So fascinating pasukim in the beginning of Sefer Yecheskel, right? You have the Ma'aseh Merkava right in the beginning of Sefer Yecheskel, and then you have all these interesting nevuos of all the things that Hashem tells Yecheskel to do, ayin va'ayin shom. But either way, the pasuk over there says that Hashem told Yecheskel, "Ate kachlo chachitim u'sa'orim u'poil va'adashim v'toichin v'kusmin." Right, take all these different ingredients. V'nasata isim b'kliyachet v'asisa isim l'chol lechem, and you should make bread from it. Mispar ayomim asha teshoichev al tzidcho shaloish meyos v'tishim yoyim. Then he told Yecheskel Hashem that he should lie on his side for 390 days, and during those 390 days, toichlenu. This is what you should eat. This is the pasuk. But either way, this was the bread that was around in the times of Shmuel that nobody wanted to eat. They fed it to the dogs, and even the dogs didn't want to eat it. And you're right, if you make that bread, the bread of Yecheskel, if that's the bread, Ezekiel bread, right? If you would make that bread, then it wouldn't be okay. But ordinary bread, even pas adashim, that would be fine. Rapapa says, Nahit sluya b'tzayas ha'odam avoy. The bread of the times of Shmuel, that story, it was roast. The way they made the bread is they used coals, and the coals came from the tzoya of Adam. And the truth is, that that was Cheskel's bread as well. V'ugas sa'orim toichlena, v'hi begelulet se'as ha'odam, te'ugena le'eneyem. Zok the Gemara, my v'ugas sa'orim, so we're on the topic of the bread of Yecheskel. So it's interesting that here you have this bread of Yecheskel, and we describe it as being a mixture of all these different ingredients. Then we have a pasuk that says it was v'ugas sa'orim toichlena. Sa'irim are barley. So it sounds like it was barley bread. So which one was it? Was it this interesting mixture? Or was it just good old-fashioned barley bread? Rav Chizda says, no, the way you read the word is not sa'irim, but rather l'shiurim. And what Hashem was telling Yecheskel was that even this bread that you're going to be allowed to eat for 390 days, l'shiurim, you have to eat a small, it has to be in moderation, a little bit. Rav Papa said, arivasa kariva sa'irim v'lei kariva schit. And what he meant to say is that you should prepare it. It should be shaped like se'orim as opposed to chitim. Chitim is much nicer. He wanted this to be meguna v'lo yofer, Rashi says. K'tikun arevas chitim shemiyapa tikun gula. The agula vina zok the mishnah vayter noisen adam ma lechen vini. A person can give a ma. That's a small amount of money to a chen vini. Someone that sells food, or to a baker, someone that sells bread. So that this person will be mezake an erev for him on his behalf. Divrei Rabbi Eliezer, azoy hold out Rabbi Eliezer. So here's the background to this halach in the Mishnah. In the event that there's a chatzer that's going to come together, they're going to make a ruva chatzer. So conventionally, every person would be mishtatev. Every person would give a little bit of money. Every person would give a little bit of bread. And like this, we would all come together. Stating that, we saw the halacha, the previous mishnah, that says that one person can sponsor the Ruvi Chetzeris on behalf of everybody else. However, he has to follow a very strict Shulchan Aruch. He has to make sure that he is mezake it to somebody on behalf of all the people that live in the chatzar. So you can't simply say, I want this bread to be on behalf of everybody else, put it in the shul, on top of the svarim shank, and you're going to be done with it. No, it's not that simple. What you have to do is you have to find someone and say, Rabbi, will you be zoicha in this food on behalf of everybody? Now that this person was zoicha on behalf of everybody, so it comes that everybody was koina, how are they koina? Through the kinyan of this acher, of this other person, you have to notify them, you don't have to notify them, zachal adam shalei b'fanav, kligi, rab chaverin al rab Yehuda, whatever it is, that we saw a little bit about that yesterday. But the point for now is that you would have to be mezakit to somebody else. But if you want to sponsor, you could, as long as you follow those rules. The Mishnah is discussing a case where there was a chenveni. A person had a little store inside the chatzah, and all the people of the chatzah used to go to him to buy their food. It was understood that when it came time to buy the food for the Ruvi Chatzeris, whether it's bread, whether it's not bread, this halach is true for shtufa mavayis as well, which certainly doesn't have to be bread. They were going to go to the chenveni, or they were going to go to the nachtoim. So this person preempted. So what he did was, he went over to the nachtoim, he went over to the chenveni, he said, Rabbi, here you have a dollar, take a little, a zlata, a shekel, a ruble. He said, come on, a small dollar amount. He says, when the oilam comes to buy, use my dollar to contribute towards, right, makes a lot of sense, just have a little bit of a credit. It's like this, when they buy it, this is going to be my way of being mishtatif. Said Rabbi Eliezer, it's okay, there's no reason you can't do that. It's like this, when the oilam comes to the chenveni will have had this person's money, so he puts aside a little something for this yid, everything's going to be okay. The Chachamim argue. The Chachamim say, Alamdis. Loi zachu loi ma'aysaf. The halach is that this doesn't work. Now, why would the Chachamim hold that it doesn't work? So the Gemara is going to get into it a little bit, but Rashi already explains it in the Mishnah. The reason it doesn't work is because the halach is that ma'ays are not koinois. If you want to buy something from somebody, so you're going to have to pay for it, obviously. But at the same time, you, the buyer, simply giving money to the seller for this item that you're buying, that doesn't consummate the transaction. In halacha, you don't own something you bought when you pay for it. It's a chiddush. You own the thing you bought when you make a kinyan. Giving money is not a kinyan. Ma'ois is not koinus. We'll see more about this. But ma'ois is not kindness. What is a kinyan? Meshicha, hagbah, chalipin. There are ways to be kind of things, obviously. But at the same time, simply paying for it doesn't work. So when this yid went over to the chenveni and he gave him a ma'ah for the little bit of food that he's now wants to own, so like this, he could be mishtatef in the erev, he wasn't kind of the food. because all he did was give him money. He didn't do a mashicha, he didn't do an akbah. Had he done mashicha, akbah, yeah, he would have owned the food. But he never did, which means that this year never owned the food. Okay, if I don't own the food, I have a little bit of a problem, because I can't be mishtatif in an erev, in a shittif, unless I own the food. The Mishnah is saying, however, a big chiddush. The Mishnah is saying that now if the chenveni wants to go and be mezaka, the erev on behalf of this yid, it's not going to work. Meaning, we learned in the previous Mishnah that if somebody wants to be mezaka and erev on somebody else's behalf, he can do it. Why? Because, why not? As long as I made you a shliach, you can appoint someone to be kainet, and like this, it's going to work. Kamash malon de chachamim in this Mishnah, on daf pei aleph, that's true for an ordinary person. But for a chenveni, it's not going to work. If you go and you give money to a chenveni, you lose the rights that you had for this chenveni to be mezaka de erif on your behalf, which he could have done, by the way, had you never given him a dollar. The problem is you paid him, and once you paid him, you made it worse. What's the svara behind it? Because if you paid for it, you are megaladas that you don't want a freebie. You don't want someone to just go ahead and be mezaka the erev for you. You know, you want to pay for it. I want to pay for it. This is something that you want to do. Once you show that you want to pay for it, so now you lose the ability to be mishtatif in the erev via the zikoy of yenin. The money that you gave didn't help you. Because in order for it to help, you would have to be an owner, and you're not an owner. What do you mean? You paid for it. Yeah, but Mois are not koinos. So it's true, you paid for it. That's what you have to do. But in terms of Hilchis Kinyonim, it doesn't get you anywhere. So it's for that reason, the Chum hold's not going to work. So Rabbi Eliezer is not impressed from this whole shtickel tire. Rabbi Eliezer says, Noisin Adam Ma'al, Lechenvini, Ulenachtoim, Kedei Shezakulay Erev. But for Chachamim, the Chachamim said, Loi Zachulam Ma'asam, however, the Chachamim, Ma'amid, Bashar Kol Adam, Shezachulam Ma'asam. That in the event that you would go over to somebody else and you would give him money, and that Shar Kol Adam, the Gemara is going to say, is a regular Balabayas, not the Chenvini. Over there, it's going to work. What's the reason that it's going to work over there? The reason it's going to work over there is because when you give money to Yenim, we assume that you weren't buying the food from him. You were paying him for a service. Shkoyach, you're going to take care of the area for me? Yeah, you have a dollar. Take it. But the point is, you're not buying. When you go to a chenveni, you're buying food. You're buying food. That's a problem. Why? Because now you're showing you want to own the food. And you can't own the food by simply paying for it because mayus are not koinos. Once you are megala that the only way you want to be mishtatif in the area is by owning it, so you lose the ability for someone to simply sponsor it on your behalf. It's like this, yeah, you were not mishtatif in the area. That's why you have a problem. If you go to a bala bayis, when you give him the money, we define the act of giving the money to the Bala Bayis differently than we do the act of giving the money to the Chemini. That's the point in the Mishnah. When you give it to the Bala Bayis, you're paying him for a service. Okay, I never said I want to buy it. So therefore, being I wasn't koinit, I lose my ability for it to work al yidei, being mezak al yidei acher. It's a whole different understanding and definition of what it is you did, and it's for that reason it's going to go. Then the Mishnah says, she'ein ma'arvin lo'odem elam idaita. One more long Rashi. What's this line referring to? This line is referring back to the beginning of the Mishnah. If there would be a halacha that you could be ma'arav la'adam, even shalei midaita, then the chum shita really wouldn't work. Because the whole yisrael of the chachamim is that you show you a megaladas, you want to pay for the erev. Oh, once you're a megaladas, you want to pay for your part, your chelik in the erev. So now the chenveni can't be mezakit for you. That's true if ain ma'arav la'adam ala midaita. But if the halacha would be ma'arav la'adam afilo shalei midaita, then we wouldn't care so much about the fact that you are megala das, that this is the way you want to do it. We don't need your das. If I need your das, so then I have to reckon with what you're thinking. I know what you're thinking. You're thinking you want to pay for it. So it's only going to work if you pay for it. Either way, zok the gemara vayt. Am Rabbi Yehuda ben Medvar Mamurim. When is it true that ein ma'arvin la'adam elam midaita? That's by Ruvi Tchumin. That's only true by Ruvi Tchumin. Interesting. Knech. Avol be Ruvi Chatzeros. When it comes to Ruvi Chatzeros, ma'arvin la'daita v'shloim midaita. You can be ma'arvin for a person la'daita shloim midaita. And the reason is l'fish zochin la'adam shloim b'fanov. Vein chavin la'adam shloim b'fanov. We saw this yesterday. A Ruvi Tchumin is a chayv because although you end up gaining and places that you could walk now that you previously couldn't walk, but at the same time you lose because you don't get more that you're allowed to walk when you make an Erev Tchumen. It's just that your Makom Shvisa shifts. So instead of counting Alpayim Amma from where you would traditionally be, instead it's from the place of where your Erev is. As opposed to Ruvi Chatzeres, that's a pure Tzchus. Zachan La'adam Shalei B'fanav. So you don't have the Halach of Ein Ma'arvin La'adam El Mitaita. Only by Ruvi Tchumen, said Rabbi Yehuda, as opposed to by Ruvi Chatzeres stating that. It's good to remember the Gemara in Daf Peyam and Beis. Omer Rav Shizbi, Omer Rav Chizda, Zoysay Meres, Chalukin Olav Chaver of Rav Yehuda. Now everybody gets Rav Yehuda. In fact, the Mishnayos, specifically the Mishnah Daf Peyam and Beis, the Gemara said is actually mashma, not like this Rav Yehuda, that even a Ruvi Chatzeris is not viewed as a schos. Even a Ruvi Chatzeris is viewed as a chayv. Regardless, we have a machloikis between Rabbi Eliezer and the Chacham. Again, what's the machloikis? The machloikis is when somebody gave a ma to a chenveni or a nachtan. The chenveni and the nachtan are in the business of selling food. The chenveni and nachtan lived in this person's chatzer. He knew that when it came time to make a ruvi chatzeris, the food that was going to be used for the ruvi chatzeris was going to be bought from the chenveni and the nachtan. This person doesn't want someone to just pay for his eruv. He wants to be mishtatev. So he gave money to the chenveni and the nachtan, and he says, "I'm paying for my chelov." The problem is he never did a mashicha. He never did akbar. He never made a kinyan on the food that he wants. Rabbi Eliezer says, "No worries. When it comes time to making the eruv, this yid, the chenveni, or whoever it is, can make the eruv on behalf of him. Everything's going to be okay." The chachamim say, "Lo yizachu lo miyosef." No, it's actually not going to be okay. Why is it not going to be okay? He wasn't koinet because Moses is not koinet. Why can't this other person just be mezakid for him? If you could be mezakid in the Mishnah, naf ayin tesamid beis, where you never paid for it, so why can't you be mezakid over here where you did pay for it? Oh, the text because you paid for it. Once you pay for it, you a megaladas that you want it, that you dafka want to buy it. Or you a megaladas that you want to buy it, so it's not going to work. At the same time, if you gave the money to somebody else, a total stranger, not the chenveni, then it's going to be okay. What do you mean? It's the same story. No, Terry says, when you give money to a stranger, you're not buying food. He doesn't sell food. So you're not buying, you're paying him for a service. Okay, so he's doing the service for you. It's for that reason, it's going to be okay. But the Gemara says, my time with the Rebbe Eliezer. Meaning, the Gemara is so persuaded by the Shtickle Torah. So the Gemara says, what's Pshat Rebbe Eliezer? I mean, first of all, it's a whole Shtickle Torah. But the Gemara says, no, what's Pshat Rebbe Eliezer? Why does Rebbe Eliezer say it does work? Halai Mashach, he never did Meshicha. See you yourself. Don't own it. And being that you don't own it, you can't now be mishtatev by virtue of the fact that you bought it. So if I can't be mishtatev by virtue of the fact that I bought it and I was megalodas that I want to pay for it, see, mezaklai de'acha shouldn't either work. So the Gemara says, Amar Rav Nachman, Amar Rabba Baravo, a lumdisha Gemara, a Gemara that has implications in many sugyas ashas, very geshmak. Asoy Rabbi Eliezer kedalut prakim bashana. Rabbi Eliezer viewed this story the same way Chazal viewed 4 days on the Hebrew calendar. Now, what are those 4 days? So Rashi says what the 4 days are. Erev Yontif HaRishon Shal Pesach. Erev, the first day Pesach. Erev Yontif Shal Atzeres, that's Erev Shavuos. Erev Rosh Hashanah. The Erev Yontif Achron Shal Chag, which is Shmini Atzeres. And in the Galil, this halacha that we're about to mention was true even for a 5th day, and that's Erev Yom Kippur. Regardless, so what's this halacha of Dalet Prakim Vashana that we're stelling to explain Shitas Rebbe Eliezer tonight? It's a Mishnah Masechtas Chulin, Medal Prakim Elo Mashchit, and it's a Tabach Bal Korchoi. What would be if somebody goes to a butcher and he buys meat? He buys 5 pounds of meat. This butcher has a very large cow, and he doesn't want to shecht his whole cow because of the meat that you bought. Can you force him to shecht the cows like this? You'll be able to get the meat that you paid for. Or does the seller, the meicher, have a right to say, listen, I'm going to wait until I can account for all the meat that I have in my animal. And when I have accounted for it, then I'll shecht it and then I'll send you what it is you want. So the halacha is like this. Ordinarily, you cannot force a butcher to shecht his animal even though you paid for it, even though this was a real transaction. But you can't do that. Stating that, there are 4 days a year where mashchiten es atavach bal karcha. You can force the butcher to shech the food. Afilu shar shaveh 1,000 dinar. And this halach is true even in the extreme. If you have a shar that's worth 1,000 dinar, vein lekech ala dinar echad, and you bought literally 1 dinar's worth of meat, still the halach is koifa noisei lishcha. You can force him to shech. Says the Mishnah, lefichach, it's for that reason, in mace, in the event that you bought meat one of these 4 days, being that you can force the moicher to sell the meat to you, im shmeis, meis lelekech. If something would happen to the animal, the lekech, you would lose your money. Because it's considered as if it's yours already. So if something happens to it, you're the one that, well, fake the gemar, meis lekech. I mean, it's very nice you can force the seller to shech the animal to give it to you, but at the end of the day, that just means you have a koyach to force him to do something. Right now, it's not yours. Right now, you don't have it. So if right now you don't have it, haloi mashach, you didn't do meshicha. So to the extent that you didn't do meshicha, so why would you say that if something happens, lekech is the one that ends up losing out? I'm Rafuna. Rafuna is a b'shem mashach. You're right. Making a kimt in the Mishnah. Mishnah's talking about where you did a meshicha. What do you mean, you did a meshicha? So you did some sort of meshicha. You did meshicha on the animal for your dinar's worth of meat. If you did a meshicha, ema seifa. How do you understand the next part of the Mishnah? The Mishnah continues and says that if it's not one of these 4 days, it's one of the other days. days of the year. If something happens with the meicher, it's going to end up losing it. If you did meshicha, you did meshicha. So the Gemara says, talking about really where you didn't do meshicha. Someone else did meshicha, meaning the meicher appointed someone else, and he said, Rabbi, you want to do meshicha on behalf of this person? So what's the halacha? Can you make a shliach to be mezakeh something for somebody else without that person's knowledge? So that's a short answer. We assume that thing is a schus, zachen ladam shalei b'fanav. If we assume that thing is a chayv, ein chavin ladam elu b'fanav. That's pshan in the Mishnah. B'dala prakim elu d'schus ulei. These 4 days where it's a schus for a person to have meat. By the way, what's special about these 4 days? We should have mentioned that at the onset. People used to eat a lot of fish, a lot of meat. These were days where there's a big mitzvah to eat. Now, the mitzvah is not to eat Erev Pesach, the mitzvah is to eat Pesach at night. The mitzvah is not to eat Erev Shmini Atzeres, Shmini Atzeres. But they were the butcher, there was a lot of food going on because you're about to go into a yontif where you're going to need a lot of food. So, Bedal, these 4 days where people need the food, so it's a schus for the lekeach to have a king in it. It's like this, it can force the meicher to give it to him. Zachen lo yishalei b'fanav. B'shayim ois hashan of the chayv, every other day of the year where it's considered a chayv, ain chavan layel b'fanav, therefore it's not going to be okay. Either way, that's the first pshat in this Mishnah Masechtas Chulin, why 4 days a year you can force the butcher to give you the meat, and if something happens to it, if something happens to the animal dies on one of those 4 days, the halacha is lekech is going to lose out. Why would the lekech lose out? He never did meshicha. The teretz is, he did meshicha. If he did meshicha, then it should always be true. No, he did meshicha al yedei achar, meaning not the lekech appointed the achar, the meicher appointed an achar. These 4 days a year, zachal ladam shalei b'fanav, the meshicha is a meshicha. The other days of the year, the meshicha is not a meshicha. Rav Ilam, Rav Yochanan, we need the second teretz of the Gemara. Rav Ilam said, I heard from Rav Yochanan on a different teretz. B'tal prokem elu amidu chacham devrayam al devrei Torah. Because even though it's true that mois are not koinois, it's only midrabbanan that mois are not koinois. Midai raisa mois are koinois. Who said this? Rabbi Yochanan. We'll see soon in the raid bite. This is Rabbi Yochanan Shita and Shas. That var toira mois koinois. Midai raisa, you could be koinois something, even metaltalin, with money. Now, the Chachamim made a takana that you shouldn't be koinois. The Amr Rabbi Yochanan var toira mois koinois. Umepneima Amr Mashiach koinois. Why then is midrabbanan mois not koinois? Meaning, why is it midrabbanan you have to do meshicha? It's all because of gzeira shemayoyim aloy nisrefu chitecha baliyah. Because we were afraid that if somebody's going to buy something from somebody and he's going to pay for it, never do meshicha. So, right, just picture the scene. You go to someone, you want to buy something. You're buying metalflin. So you pay for it, but you never did meshicha. So if the halach is mois koinois, so who owns it? The buyer owns it. In the event it's still in the house, it's in the attic of the meicher. And then something happens, dramatic, the Gemara says. There was a fire. So the meicher might not be so incentivized to go sell this item because it's not his anyway. Because once the buyer paid for it, the buyer owns it. So there was a gzerich. Chachamim were worried about a person like that. Shema yoimer loy nisrefu chitecha ba'aliyah. So it's for that reason the Chachamim said that we're much better off by having mois not be koinois. It's like this, you'll be incentivized to save this item if there's a fire. Regardless, what's the punchline? The punchline is that even though it's true mois are not koinois, but it's only midrabbanan that mois are not koinois. It's because of a gzerich. Shema yoimer loy nisrefu chitecha ba'aliyah. Midai raisa, mois are koinois. So if midai raisa, really mois are koinois, so it comes out midai raisa, going back to our Mishnah. Nois and Adam, malachen v'niul, l'nachtoim, k'dei yishzach l'erev. When you gave money for the Erev, really midai raisa, you were zoich in it. So zog to Yomar, my time with the Rebbe Eliezer, haloi moshach. So Rebbe Eliezer, shtel tzu, omer av nachman, omer rabbi ravuah, asoi Rebbe Eliezer, k'dal prokim mashon. Just like this 4 days of the year, where the halach is that if you pay for something, and then something happens to that thing that you paid for, what's the halacha? You yourself lose out. What's unique about those 4 years? Because you need the food. Whatever. Chazal looked at those 4 days of the year differently. What did they do? They said that even though ordinarily mois are not koinos, but these 4 days mois are going to be koinos. Meaning there is a concept. You have this idea that sometimes Chazal said that let's be oikim the halacha al din taira and say that even though we made a takana that mois should not be koinos, really mois will be koinos. It's in that same vein the Rebbe Eliezer said in our Mishnah that once you pay for the ruvah chatzeres, you pay for the shetufim avos, even though really mid rabbanon you weren't koinos. However, ikmu rabbanon al din taira that mois are going to be koinos, and that's why you can be mishtat. Why you can be mishtat? Because it's yours. Why is it yours? Because mois are koinos. I thought mois are not koinos. That's true mid rabbanon, and in almost every single situation, Mois won't be kindness, but Amosa macht sich Mois a kindness. Is there a precedent for that? Oh yeah. Mishnah Chulin, Dalo Prango Bashana, Mois kindness. Here too, this is going to be a situation where Mois are going to be kindness. One final Gemara, Umayda Mashar Kolodim. Even this whole Shtikal Torah, the Chachamim, it was only true with regards to if you're buying something from the Chenveni. But if you're buying Mishar Kolodim from any other person, there everyone's going to agree that even if you paid for it, the person can be a man sharkal. Who is sharkal? Adam amara balabais, a regular balabais. V'chena mashmul balabais. Amar shmul, shmul said, lo yishanu ala nachtoim. This halacha is only true by a nachtoim. Ava balabais, koina. You could be koina. What's the svara? So we mentioned the svara. The svara is that when you give money to a chenveni, your thought is, I'm buying the food. Or you're thinking to buy the food. You can't buy the food. I mean, you can buy it, but you can't be koina unless you do mashicha. Hence, you have the whole shtickle Torah, and that's why it doesn't work. When you give money to a Baal Bais, you're not buying it, you're paying him for a service. He doesn't sell food. So if you gave him a dollar, man, I want to, you take care of it, it lost a dollar. That's what's going through your mind. Oh, if that's what's going through your mind, so there's no reason it's not going to work. The only time it's true that if you give the money to the chenveni, it doesn't work, is if you gave him a dollar. You physically gave him money. What if you gave him a keli? It's going to work. So if you give him a dollar bill, it doesn't work. Swipe your credit card, it doesn't work. If you give him a keli, you know, you barter. Listen, here, I'm going to give you a spoon, and you give me food for my Eruv HaChatzeres. Oh, that works. What's the difference? The difference is because then you could be kainet. Because then you're not working with Kinyan Kesef. What you're working with is Kinyan Chalipin. And even though you can't be koina metaltalin with Kesef, you could be koina with Chalipin. So if you're koina, then obviously it works. Amar Shmuel, another thing Shmuel said, Laishanu Ela Da Amar Le Zakeli. The only time it doesn't work with the Chenven is if you said Zakeli, meaning I want to buy it. Aval Amar Arivli. But if you said, help me, Mishtatav in the Erev Shliach Shavi Bekani, then we assume that you meant to tell the Chenveni the same thing that you told the Baal Abayis. And in that case, it's going to, meaning you're not buying it from you, just simply asking him to be a shliach, and I'm going to pay you for my service, exhale, either way. So, the last two dafin, we mentioned Noshim Nezikin principle that's tucked away in the respective dafin. The Mishnah daf Ayin Tes Amid Beis, we saw the idea that even though a katan is usually treated like a lav bar dasin halacha, but there is a concept of sometimes even a katan, tsrar v'zarkai, egois v'noitloi, if there is an idea of a katan being of a certain age where he could do a kinyan, and the Gemara in Gittin Samech Talon Amid Beis learned that halacha from the Mishnah Ayin Tes Amid Beis, from the fact that you can be mezaka an Erev and a Shituf through an Amma of Riyah, despite the fact that an Amma of Riyah, we know she's Yoytze V'Simonim, which means that by definition she's a Ketana, so she can be used. And we mentioned Toisvis, Samech Talon Amid Beis in Emesachtes Gittin, that Bedasach Eres Makna, a katan could even have kinyani deraisa. That was the fine test is right. On daf pei, we spoke about another principle, again, that permeates many sugyas ashas, and that is the halacha of ketusi mechtas shiure. Reb Chaim and Sefer, Reb Chaim said ketusi mechtas shiure does not mean kaloimid lisra kisarif dami. We look at this item as if it's not here. But rather, what it means is we look at the thing as if it has no shear. It's here, but you just don't have a shear of it. Reb Chaim's raya to that yisoid is from Lechi. The raya is from Lechi because you see, by Lechi you don't say ketusei mechti shure. Why? Because the whole shear is a mashu. Who cares? If it's kesrufa dam, you don't have the mashu. The Teretz says ketusei mechti shure doesn't mean it's not here. It is here. It just means I can't have a shear of it. So if there's a shear, tefach or whatever, then it's a problem because then I need a shear. But being that by Lechi, all I need is a mashu, so I say, Meres, I don't need a shear. All I need is for it to be here. That's what mashu means. So if that's the case, you see, ketusei mechti shure, regardless, is a very important yisoid that we have as it relates to Noshim Nezikin, Kola Toira Kula, literally, in Ardaf. So we'll digress a little bit. I mean, it's not a digression. This is very much Erevin Daf Peyalo from the base. And that is the halach of Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan said, Dvar Toira, Mo'is Koinois, Umbipnei Ma'amru Mashicha Koino, Gzeira Shema Yoimroloi Nisrafu Chitecha Balia. So again, a little bit of a background. The halach is, it's a Mishnah Mesechtes Bava Metziah. It's the first Mishnah in Perek Hazav. If somebody wants to buy metaltolin, you pay for it. That's the way the world works. But at the same time, simply giving money for the metaltolin that you want to buy doesn't make you the owner of the metaltolin. The halach is, you have to do a maisa kinyan. The Mishnah says, how you coin a metaltolin? Meshicha. The truth is, Chazal said, it doesn't have to be meshicha. It could be agbah as well, and sometimes other kinyanim. But the Mishnah says that if you buy something, if you did meshicha, and you didn't pay for it, you can't back out of the transaction, because you coin it. If you paid for it, but you didn't do meshicha, then you could be chayzer. Why? Because even though paying for it is obviously part of the transaction, but at the same time, it doesn't constitute a kinyan. It's a Mishnah. It's a Mishnah, the first Mishnah, hard Mishnah, in the beginning of Perek Hazav, Bava Metzia Daf Mem Dalin Amen Aleph. Meshicha is koine metaltalin, Kesef is not koine metaltalin. Incidentally, that's in contrast, for example, to Karka. How you koine Karka? Nechasim Sheesh Lamachrayis Niknes, Bekesef, B'shtar B'chazoko. Ha'isha Niknes, Bekesef Shtar Rabiyah. So there's something called Kinyan Kesef, of course. We know there's something called Kinyan Kesef. There's a Kinyan Kesef that works with the Raisa, works with the Rabbanon. There's no question in the world. When you get married, you stand under the chuppah, you do kiddushin al yaday kesef. That's the way people get married. So there's no question there's something called kinyan kesef. But at the same time, the Mishnah says, metaltalin is different. Metaltalin, mashach emenu peris v'lei nasan lai mois, eni yachal achzer. Nasan lai mois v'lei mashach. If you paid for it, but you didn't do meshicha, yachal achzer. Meshicha is koina, kesef is not koina. The Gemara in Perek Hazav and Daf Mem Zayin of Abayis brings a machlokes Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish how to understand Pashut Pshat in this Mishnah. Rabbi Yochanan said that this Mishnah that says that you koine metaltalin b'meshicha not b'mois is only midirabana. Dvar Torah mois koines. That's Rabbi Yochanan in Erev and Pei Aleph on Abayis. Midday Reis, there's no question that mois is koines. It was just a Chazal worry that if mois koines, people may not be incentivized to save the schayra that they're storing on behalf of somebody else. So Chachamim said that no, Mois should not be koinos, but rather Meshicha could be koinos. Now, how did the Rabbanon have the right? Who gave them the power to say that Mois shouldn't be koinos, when really it should be koinos, and that Meshicha should be koinos, where really it shouldn't be koinos? Hefker Bezdin Hefker, Chachamim have those kinds of rights. But the point is that it Midai Raisa says Rabbi Yochanan, the halacha of the Mishnah is really the opposite. It's literally the inverse. The Mishnah says Meshicha is koina, Mois is not koina. That's all on the Rabbanot level. On the Dai Raisa level, punk fakar said Rabbi Yochanan, Mois is koinois, Meshicha is really not koina. Rish Lakish argues. Rish Lakish says, no, the halacha of the Mishnah is on the Dai Raisa level. Midai Raisa, Meshicha is koina, and Midai Raisa, Mois is not koina, midrabanon Meshicha is koina, and midrabanon Mois is not koina. So we have a machloikis, Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish, where the halach of the Mishnah and Perek Hazav is on the Dairaisa level, or it's only on the Rabbanon level. According to Rabbi Yochanan, it's midrabanon, it's punkfakert. Midrabanon, Mois is koina, Meshicha is not koina. According to Reish Lakish, no. Meshicha is mefureshes menatayra, Meshicha is koina menatayra, as opposed to Mois, which is not koina menatayra. It's interesting to note that for whatever reason, and the Gemara talks about this in Masechtas Bava Metzia, that Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish agree that midday raisa is one way to be koina medaltlin. Either Meshicha or Mois. You can't have both. It's going to be one or the other. Either you have Meshicha or you have Mois. Rabbi Yochanan held V'artayra Mois Koinis, that means Midday Raisa Meshicha is not Koin. Rabbi Shlokish held that Midday Raisa Meshicha is Koin, which means that Mois is not going to be Koin. The question is which one's Koin Midday Raisa and which one's not. But again, that's only on the Day Raisa level. Because Midday Rabbanon is a Mishnah. There's no machlokes Rabbi Yochanan and Shlokish with regards to Vashtetan HaMishnah. The halacha, the Mishnah is the halacha. The question is the Mishnah Midday Raisa or is the Mishnah only Midday Rabbanon? According to Reish Lakish, the Mishnah is the halacha. Meshicha is koina, Mois is not koina. According to Rabbi Yochanan, no, midday raisa, really Mois is koinus. It's only midday rabbanon that Mois is not koinus, and that Meshicha is going to be koina. Agav, Tosfos, in Masechtas Avodah Zarah, that Ayin Aleph Amud Aleph says one obvious ha'ara, and that is that even though Rabbi Yochanan holds Dvar Torah Mois koinus and Meshicha is not koina, that's only if there's a seller involved. That's only if there's two parties. What would be, however, if somebody sees a metziah on the ground? So how would you be zoich in a metziah? Right? There's a concept of being zoich in a metziah. How would you acquire something with a hefker? How would you do that? So Tosfos says, of course, if you see a metziah that's metaltalin, you're going to be koina with meshicha. What do you mean? I thought Rabbi Yochanan holds no Mashiachim in our Torah. I thought Dvar Torah Mois Kainis. So Tosfos says that you have no choice, that you have to say, that Hani Mili, when does Rabbi Yochanan say, Mois Kainis, could go into Iker Kaspo? That's if it's possible to pay for it. Avu b'metzio matana the Leker Kaspo, but by a metzina, or by a matana where there is no money involved, kula alma moidi dekani b'meshichim akba. Everybody would agree, even Rabbi Yochanan would agree there's Mashiachim in the Raisa. So that's a good trivia question. When is it that even according to Rabbi Yochanan, that holds Dvar Torah Mois Kainis, this kinyan de Raisa b'meshichim, even b'metzina, and it's a mafurish toisvus. I mean, the zara daf ayin aleph, where there's no money involved. It's a metzia, it's a ma'atana. We spoke out on daf ayin tesamid beis that toisvus says there's a chilek when it comes to the kinyanim of a katan between a metzia and between a regular mecher where there's a das acheres makna. By metzia, there's no das acheres makna. A katan only has kinyan deiraisa. That's why metzia is cheres shaitiv a katan, yesh bem gezel mishum dar kishol. As opposed to where there's a das acheres makna, toisv shita is that there's even a kinyan midairaisa. A katan could be zoicha once he's of a certain age with das acheres makna. Here's another nafgamida between a metzia and a regular mechachomemker. According to Rabbi Yochanan, mechachomemker dvar teru mois kindness, as opposed to when it comes to a metzia, you're going to be kind of a meshicha, but that's bederach agav. So again, machloikis. Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish, the Machne Ephraim, and this is in Hilchos Mechira Kinyan of Mashiach and Simon Beis, Claire's a Shaila that was literally Marish Oilomois. So if you were gonna make a list of top 10 sugyas in terms of raid, this is in the conversation. The Machne Ephraim cleared the following Shaila. He said that according to Rabbi Yochanan, we have a very interesting situation. You can be kind of metalpal midday raisa. Al Yudei Kesef, not Al Yudei Metalpin. Midrabanan, it's punkfakert. You koina Al Yudei Meshicha, you're not koina Al Yudei Kesef. Said the Machne Ephraim, what would be if somebody bought something, he didn't pay for it, but he did Meshicha? So, what's the halacha? Midrei Raisa, you weren't zeichin it. Midrabanan, Hefker Bezin Hefker, you were zeichin it. What would be if that person went now and he was Mekadosh Anisha? He stood under the chuppah, he has a ring, he did Meshicha, but he never paid for it. He still has an outstanding chayv. So, is he going to be married midday raisa, or is he not going to be married midday raisa? What's the shaila? Does a kinyan derabanan work for dine day raisa, or does a kinyan derabanan not work for dine day raisa? Do you say that once the derabanan said hefker bezin hefker, they said that meshich is kaino, so now it's mine. If it's mine, I can be mekadosh an issue with it. It belongs to me 100%. Oyeh shloimar, it's true the rabbanon said hefker bezin hefker. The rabbanon said it's yours, but at the same time, not for dine day raisa, midday raisa, mine's kainos. So when you pay for it, then you'll be able to be koina midday raisa. But until you pay for it, you weren't koina midday raisa. As a result, if you're going to go and you're going to be mekadosh an issue, so l'chayre, the kedushin is not going to be a kedushin. This is the Machne Ephraim Shaila. The Machne Ephraim discusses it in great detail. So does Davni Meluim and the Minchas Chinuch, and is literally tile tilim of raid on this Shaila. So just two ha'aras as relates to this Shaila. Could a kinyan derabanan work for a deraisa, or does a kinyan derabanan not work for a deraisa? By the way, just to preface all this raid and stating the obvious, that in this machloikas between Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish, of course we pass him like Rabbi Yochanan. We always pass him like Rabbi Yochanan. Right? Nekoy tai klolo biyotcha. Whenever there's a machloikas between Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish, it's a gemara at the beginning of Perek HaChayleit, the Bar Miklas is three exceptions to the rule where we pass him like Reish Lakish. But other than three exceptions, we always pass him like Rabbi Yochanan, unless the gemara tells us otherwise. But of course, as it relates to this shayla of mois koinois or meshicha koinois with we pass like Rabbi Yochanan. So this is all negeya halacha lemaisa, because if a person does meshicha and he doesn't pay for it, midday raisa, pass like Rabbi Yochanan, this person, Lechura, wasn't kind of. So the truth is, there's many, many rayas to the Shiloh. One of the rayas is from a Gemara in the Masechta Sukkah. So yesterday we spoke a little bit about an Esrik. One of the rayas is from a Gemara, a Masechta Sukkah, a well-known Gemara, which is something that the Mishnah Berurah brings. This is something that has practical halachic ramifications. And that is Perek Lulavah Rava, Sukkah memvav amibes. Amar Reb Zeira, like likni inish hoishana liyanuka b'yayim etava kama. A person should not give his child his dalad minim on the first day yontif before he himself was yoytze his mitzvah of dalad minim. My timer, what's the reason? The yanuka mikni kani, because a child has the ability to be koina, but aknuye loy makni. He has no ability to be maknit back to you. V'ishtakach, and it's going to come out, the konofik belulav she'enish aloy. That when he tries to be maknit back to you, you're going to be yoitza, or try to be yoitza with a loof that doesn't belong to you, and as a result, you're going to have a problem. What's Pashup Shat in this Gemara? Pashup Shat, let's work with Tosfos that we spoke about earlier in the week, that holds that a katan, once he's of a certain age, he could be kind of something, midai raisa, if you have das acheres makna, if you have a mind to be magnetim. So when you give the dalad minin, you take the loof and the esri, you give it to your child, you give it to somebody, and you say, here you go, be yoitza with the dalad minin. This kid, as long as he's old enough that he knows the difference between a rak and an egois, he's yoitzin it midai raisa. Tzor bezarka egeis v'naitla, he's zoicha, already midai raisa, because it was asa b'cheres mach. Now it belongs to him. He's going to try to give it back to you. He has no way of giving it back to you. If that's the case, how can you be yoitzin? Ulekachtam lechem b'yem erishon. The first day sukkos is a din. There's a requirement that you have to own the dal minim in order to be yoitzin. And being that you don't own it, so there's a problem. Ulekachtam lechem b'yem erishon. So for that reason, you're not going to be... So Rabbi Zeri said, be very careful. Lo likni inish hoshana li anuka b'yem etavakamo. My time mo, di anuka mitni koni. Aknuye loy makni veishtakach dekanofik belulav she'enel shalay fregin dachroinim davni meluim deshara melech all dachroinim as I don't know what the problem is, because the Gemara is mavur in the sugyas of masechtes gittin that we spoke about earlier in the week, that even though midai raisa there's no way a katan could ever be makna something, but we saw once a katan reaches a certain age he can be makno be it midrabanon. See, so what's the problem? You're telling me a katan can't be makna? It's not true. The chachamim said a katan could be makna. The chamim could be makna. Being that a katan can be makna midrabanon. So why don't we say that midrabanon, the katan will be makna back to you. You'll be zoichin and now midrabanon. Once you zoichin and midrabanon, a kinyan midrabanon works for a deraisa. According to that sad in the Machne Ephraim Shaila, that if somebody has a diamond ring and he wants to get married with it, he did Meshicha, but he never paid for it. Midday Raisa, we pass like Rabbi Yochanan Advar Teiramoy's Kites. However, Midday Rabbanon, the Mishnah in the beginning of Perakazov says Meshicha. So you did Meshicha, you have a Kinyan de Rabbanon. Still, the Machne Ephraim had it sad that once you have a Kinyan de Rabbanon, so at that point, Lechair, it's gonna be okay. So if a Kinyan de Rabbanon is Mahani for a Day Raisa, so what's the problem? What's up, Reb Zera? He was married Shailamois. What's the problem? He could be makna midrabanon. So once I'm koine midrabanon, meaning it should be no worse than if when I went to my esrig dealer and I bought my dalaminim, assuming I never paid for it, which is maybe a possibility. So would I be yoitza then? Pash this, yeah. Or maybe at least there's one side in the Machne Ephraim. So according to that side in the Machne Ephraim, that you could be yoitza with Meshich without Mois. So this should be no different. So isn't this a Mefurish Gemara? This is the Achrayim. Either way, this is one of the rayas. There's so many rayas. But just one hara to bring out one point. In Beis Medrash B'lei Chiddush, just one raya to bring out one point. The Shara Melech has another raya. A raya fakert. Also, from a Gemara Masechta Sukkah. So this is not dealing with an Esrig. This is not dealing with the Dalad Minim. But this is dealing with an actual Sukkah. It's a classic Gemara Sukkah. Daf Lamed Aleph Amed Aleph. But the punchline that comes out from this is just, I think, a point that clarifies the Sukkah a little bit better. Hahi Safta. There was an older woman who came to Rav Nachman. She told Rav Nachman, this is classic. He said, the Reish Kalusa, Rav Nachman, we know, was married into the family of the Reish Kalusa. So this was a little personal. But he was at the Reish Kalusa, and all the rabbis of the Reish Kalusa, they're all sitting in a Sukkah Gzula, and she's yelling and screaming at Rav Nachman. The Gemara says, Sofcha, v'lo yashkach. Rav Nachman was ignoring her. Amrole, she told him, "Itza dahavale lahavua tlas meya v'tamni sri avne." A woman whose zeda had 318 slaves. Referring to who? Referring to Avram Avinu. Tzavcha, speaks Parashat, Tzavcha kamayu. She's screaming at you. V'layashke chisuba? And you're not paying attention to her? Anna said, why are you ignoring me? Amalei Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman continued to ignore her. He turned to the oilam and he said, Pa'isi hida. She's just making a lot of noise. Don't pay attention to her. Why? So before you see the next line, what does it sound like? I don't know, she was a little delusional. This obviously never happened. So Rav Nachman said, don't worry about it. But then the Gemara wouldn't be telling us the story, right? No, so Rav Nachman said, you know why? Because the Ein La'elad Me Eitzim Bilvad. Meaning she was right. The Reish Kalusa, the Kula Rabban and the Reish Kalusa, they were sitting in a Sukkah Gzula. They were sitting in a stolen Sukkah. Why? Because they had stolen wood and they built a sukkah. Hey, they're sitting, a clapping building a sukkah. Looks good from the outside. Little do you know, they stole the wood, Nebuch, from this older woman. And this Safta, she comes screaming to Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman says, don't pay attention to her. He says, you know why? Because it's not really a sukkah gzula. Because really, all we need to do is give her the value of the wood
that she stole, but being that we don't have to physically take the wood and give it to the woman, so it's not really a sukkah gzula. The ein lo ela tmei etzel mevat. So really, in order to understand the Gemara, we just have to refresh our memory to some just basic yisoidos. Number one, the halacha is sukkah gzula is a problem. You can't be yoitza with a sukkah gzula. You can't sit in a sukkah gzula. Right? Sukkah gzula is a problem. So that was her taina. She said they're sitting in a sukkah gzula. What was she trying to say? I mean, she obviously wasn't happy about it, but at the very least, the implications for the rabban was they're not being yoitza mitzvah sukkah. Because you can't be yoitza mitzvah sukkah if you're sitting in a sukkah gzula. That's number one. Number two, the definition of a sukkah gzula is where you have a sukkah that you have a chiv to give back. I have a chiv hashava on the sukkah. Meaning, I'm in a sukkah, I stole it, as a result, the Torah says, V'heshev is like Zeyla Asher Gazal, I have to return it, and it's for that reason, it's a problem of a sukkah gzul. If, however, somebody steals something, but me'ezetam, the halach is that he can keep the thing he stole, he just has to make the person that he stole from whole, that's not considered gzula anymore. Sukkah gzula would only be sukkah gzula, that's stated in the Gemara, to the extent you would have to return the physical sukkah. But if you don't have to return the physical sukkah, why? Because you were kind of the sukkah. So I just have to, okay, I stole $100, I'll give you a $100 check. But at the same time, once I'm allowed to keep the sukkah is no longer a sukkah gzula. Mitzvah ba'aveira, yeah, of course there's implications in halacha. But you want to know if the definition of this sukkah is a sukkah gzula, if there's a chiyuv v'heshev, it's like zeh l'asher gazal, if I have to return the sukkah, then it's going to be a sukkah gzula. Otherwise, not. The halacha is, if somebody steals wood, and then he builds a house with the wood, now the Torah says, V'heshev is like Zeyla Asher Gazal. It's supposed to return the thing that you stole. Do you have a chiv to now break down your house, take the beam out that you stole, and return it? So it's a Mishnah. It's a Mishnah, Mesechtes Gittin, Daf Nun Hei Amar Aleph. The Mishnah said, Heyed Rabbi Yochanan ben Gud Gadar. Rabbi Yochanan ben Gud Gadar said, Eidos, about a few takonas that the Chachamim made. One of the takonas was, V'al Amorish HaGazal. If somebody steals a beam, Shebonoi Bebira, and he put it into a big house, Sheyitel Asdomov, that you're not obligated to return the actual beam. Rather, all you should do is you should pay for it. Because if you're going to tell people, knock down the house, no one's going to knock down a house. So you know what's going to end up happening? Nothing. And that's what we don't want. So, Mipnei Takonas Hashavim, for a Yid that wants to do tshuva, he wants to be Mekayim Behechev Sakzei Lasha Gazal. So the Chachamim went and said a Chiddush. They said that if somebody steals a beam and he puts it into a house, don't worry about Behechev Sakzei Lasha Gazal in the traditional way by returning the beam. Rather, all you need to do is cut the person a check for that amount of money, and with that, you're going to be Yaitza. So, with those three hanachas, we understand the story. What happened was, Ahi Safta came to Rav Nachman, and she told Rav Nachman, and Rav Nachman said, don't pay attention to her, she's just making a lot of noise. Why? Not because she's lying, but because it's not true, we're not sitting in a sukkah gzula, or the Rabbanu, we're not sitting in a sukkah gzula, because ein la elat mei eitzim levat, meaning, being that the Chachamim made a takana, that if somebody steals wood, builds a house with it, Mipnei takonas hashavim, you're not mechuyev to take the wood out and return it. So they had stolen the wood. They built a sukkah, not a house, but they built a sukkah. So at the end of the day, there is the halach of takonas hamorish, takonas hashavim, where you're not mechuyev to break down the sukkah to give back this piece of wood. So it comes out, you just have an obligation to pay her the money that you stole from her, but you don't physically have to give it. As a result, not a sukkah gzula, because there's no veheshiv. So if no sukkah gzula, like this, don't pay attention to her. You're being yoytze the mitzvah sukkah. Freik the shara melech, geshmak kasha. He says, I don't understand. This whole halacha of takonas hashavim is all a derabbanon de halacha. Heyid Rabbi Yochanan ben Gudgada al hamarish hagazel shabane bebira sheyitel esdama b'mnei takonas hashavim. It was a takonas hashavim. Kishmai kachi. Chazal instituted this takonah because they wanted people to be incentivized to return things that they stole, not to be disincentivized. But it was a din derabbanon. Meaning, midai raisa, what do you mechuyev to do? Somebody steals a marish, a beam. He puts it into his house. You have to break the house. That's what you have to do. The Rabbanon said you don't have to. So, midai Rabbanon, this woman did not have to, or the Reish Kalusa, they did not have to take down the sukkah to return the eitzim to the woman. But it's only midai Rabbanon they didn't have to. Midai raisa, really they did. If midai raisa they did, so it comes out that midai raisa, there's a chiyuv v'heshev es hagzei l'asher gazal on the eitzim. If that's the case, midday raisa, they're sitting in a sukkah gezula. If midday raisa, they're sitting in a sukkah gezula, sfreik the shara melech, vos gate miron.
that the Rabbanon went ahead and they were masakin takonas hashavim. Over here, you want to be yoytze mitzvah sukkah midayraisa. Midayraisa, you're sitting in a sukkah gzula. Because midayraisa, the halach is you have to return the sukkah. You have to return the eitzim. So midayraisa, you have to return the eitzim. That means midayraisa, it's a sukkah gzula. Elamai, what are you going to tell me? It's true midayraisa. But midrabanan, oh midrabanan, I was coined it. Midrabanan, I don't have a heshev as like zayla shagazal. Midrabanan, it's mine. It's not going to be considered gzula. Said the Shara Melech, that's all good if you go on the side of the Mishnah Melech. That if somebody buys a diamond ring and he wants to get married with it, he did Meshicha, but he didn't pay for it. That loch is that a king in the Rabbanon works for the Raisa, being Kaddish and Isha, she's going to be an Isha, says Midai Raisa. So here too, Midai Rabbanon, you own the wood. There is no Veheshav as Akzela on the wood. Why? Because of Takanas Ashavim. As a result, it's not a Sukkah Gzula. It's only Midai Rabbanon, that's true, but king in the Rabbanon is Mahani Lidai Raisa. But loy the machne freiem sadek in the rabbon is not mahani l'day raisa. So that means even though midday rabbon is a takanas hashavim, but midday raisa is not. And midday raisa is not means midday raisa is a sukkah gzula. If midday raisa is a sukkah gzula, so it's not yours. If it's not yours, you aren't yoytze. So if that's the case, freit the shara melch. What's pshat in this gemara? So he says must be vashteit in that gemara. State in this Gemara, like that side on the Machne Ephraim, that a kinyan de Rabbanon is Mahani for a Dairaisa. It's clear. And being that there was a Takanas Hashav and not to return the Eitzim, you could be Yitzah. How does it show with the Gemara? You have two Gemaras in Mesechtes. Would have been good Sukkah, right? But you have two Gemaras here in Mesechtes Sukkah. One on the Flamed Aleph and the other one on the Memvav. We see one is talking about the Dalud Minim giving it to a Katan. That's a well known halacha. This is Ahi Safta, this classic Gemara here in Sukkah Lamed Aleph, Amed Aleph. But the bottom line is we would seem to have conflicting theories. But again, the Sharon Melech's kasha. What's pshat in this Gemara with Ahi Safta? If you hold kinyan the rabbanon like Mahani de Raisa, how is this going to work? Says the Avni Meluim in Simin Chav Ches, very, very, very long piece. It's Oislamidalit if you want to look it up. Hafachba, vafachba, de kuluba. But says the Machne Ephraim, Omnam Lanias Daiti Nerum. Says, I think the kasha of the Shara Melech is a tois. And Avni Meluim, Kedarke Bakoidish, is a very clear yesoi that we can take with us. He says, and that is, that's Poshit. That even though there was a Shiloh, the Machne Ephraim and others, where the kinyan de Rabbanon is Mahani L'day Raisa, the Shiloh is whether, if I make a kinyan de Rabbanon, is it mine on the level that I now own it even for the Raisa de Gedinim? Or is it not mine on the level that I own it for the Raisa de Gedinim? The question is how far do I own it? What's the extent, qualitatively, be'echos, of my ownership? I own it with the Rabbanon. That's the din, kinyan the Rabbanon. Do I own it to the degree that I can even effectuate dine deiraisa? Or do I not own it to the degree where I can effectuate dine deiraisa? That's the shayla. Kinyan the Rabbanon, mahani deiraisa, oloi mahani deiraisa. Abazok ta'av miluim. That's poshid agla ma'oid. That if I make a kinyan the Rabbanon, I'm not going to be a gazlin, not mid the Rabbanon and not mid deiraisa. Because if you're going to tell me that when I make a kinyan d'rabbanon and I have something only midrabbanon, but I don't have it midrayisa, I'm a gazlin. So what did the chachamim exactly accomplish with that takana? Oh, you were kind of midrabbanon, but you're a gazlin. I hear. So now I have to give it back. So he said, that's posh, it says the Avni Meluim. It's posh. We shouldn't even have to speak this out. That kinyan d'rabbanon vadai mitoyres gazel mapik. Ella, the shayla is whether it's chashav shaloi. Because the Eloi Tema Hachi, I'm reading from the Avni Meluim, im ken kol kinyani de Rabbanon Tema de Gezelninu minatayru. Va'avri minatayru b'lo yitzigzal. Ella vaday poshet. That's poshet, says the Avni Meluim. Da'al koponami de Gezel mi umafki. That avada, when you make a kinyan de Rabbanon, it's like zelo. Va'ahenu hefker bestin. That's the koyach of hefker bestin. Ki adayinu shobayla. However, at the same time, I'm going to... In other words, it's poshet that when I make a kinyan d'rabbanon, when I do meshicha, whatever the kinyan d'rabbanon is makna to me, whatever exactly happened, once I have something kinyan d'rabbanon, there's no gzela. There's no gzela midei raisa, there's no gzela midei rabbanon. Avada, that's poshet, no gzela. What's the shayla? Shayla is, do I own it? In other words, do we say that it's mine 100% and that's why there's no gzela? Or do we say, really, it's not mine? Doesn't belong to me, midei raisa. Really, it belongs to Yen, midei raisa. But as it relates to gzeilich, finish like a gazlin. Meaning, ordinarily, if I have somebody else's thing, I'm a gazlin. But over here, the chiddush is that being that you were machnit to me, midei rabbanon, even though it's yours, you can't take it back from me. I can keep it, and I'm not going to be a gazlin. Why? Because al zeh nemar kinyan d'rabbanon. But the shayla of whether kinyan d'rabbanon works is not whether I'm a gazlin. Of course I'm not a gazlin. Kinyan Rabbanan says you have a right to keep it. That's what the Rabbanan woman, that is a Kinyan Rabbanan, that's the Metzias of a Kinyan Rabbanan. The question is it mine or not? So what do you mean, what's the Shaila? If I'm not a Gaz, no. The Shaila is the Geder Advarim that it works 100%, it's mine, and that's why I'm not a Gazlin, and I can be Mekadosh Shanish, I can do whatever I want with it. Or maybe no. Maybe really it still belongs to you. Midai Raisa, because I was only kind at Midai Rabbanan, but Hamia, for whatever reason, the Rabbanan have a koyach, hefker bezen hefker. That is the reason to say that I'm not going to be a Gazan. So said the Avnei Meluim, haflu a fellow. He said, when there's a chilek fundamentally between the two sugyas, Sukkah daf lamed aleph and Sukkah daf mem vav. In Sukkah daf lamed aleph, we're dealing with a sukkah. In Sukkah mem vav, we're dealing with Dalad Minim. Let's go backwards. Dalad Minim, everybody knows the halacha. It says, ulakachtam lochem b'yayim arishon. Dalad Minim has to belong to you. If you want to be yoytze Dalad Minim, it has to be yours. Dalad Minim have to belong to you. Zokti Gemara. Amar Rab Zeira. Loi likni inish eishana li yanuka b'yayim etav akama. Di yanuka mitnei kani aknui lei makti. Because you'll be able to be makna to the katan with asacheres makna, but he'll have no way of getting it back to you. I can get it back to you, midir Rabbanan, but a kinyan Rabbanan doesn't work for Dai Raisa. It has no ability to make it mine. And if it has no ability to make it mine, I can't be yoytze dalamina, because for dalamina, mulakachtem lochem, it has to be mine. I have to have title on this. I have to be the owner on record. And I can't be the owner, because I only own him in the Rabbanan. I don't own him in the Raisa. If I don't own him in the Raisa, and Kinyan Rabbanan is like Mahanim in the Raisa, that's the Gemara. That's Rabbi Zeira's memory in Sukkah, daf mem vav amid beis. But a Sukkah said, there's no aloch of lochem. It doesn't say lochem by a Sukkah. You know what it says? A Sukkah gzul is possible. It doesn't say lochem. Once I have a Kinyan Rabbanan in the sukkah, it's pasha said the Avnei Meluim, it's not a sukkah gzula. Avada, because that is what a kinyan Rabbanan is. It says that you're not a gazlin. That's true even in the Raisa. Avada, I'm not. There's no side in the world that I'm not a gazlin. Even in that Torah, I'm not a gazlin. There was no one ever cleared such a shaila, said the Avnei Meluim. It's a toys if someone cleared that shaila. How can you be a gazlin in the Raisa and keep it? It makes no sense. In the Raisa, I'm a gazlin, the Rabbanan, I'm not. Therefore, what? I'm keeping it? That doesn't make any sense. Elamai, it's pasha that there's no gzela. Nishmi the Rabbanan. And Nishmedei Raisa. The Shaila is, do I own it? But you want to know if I'm a Gazlin? Avada Nisht. Of course I'm not a Gazlin. If that's the case, by Sukkah, that's what Rav Nachman said. Rav Nachman said, don't pay attention to her, because Ein La Elod Mei Eitzim Bavad. What did he mean, Ein La Eitzim Bavad? He meant the Mishnah, Gittin Daf, Nun Hei Amad Alef, Takonas HaShavim, Freik the Shara Melech. That's only Midei Rabbanon. Midei Raisa, what? Midei Raisa, you're a Gazlin? No, I'm not, says Davni Malum. Avada, I'm not a Gazlin, Midei Raisa. And me, Midei Raisa, I'm not a Gazlin. And Midei Rabbanon, I'm not a Gazlin. That's why in Sukkah Lamed Alef, we're dealing with a Sukkah, where there is no Din Lachem. All there is a halacha. All there is in Sukkah Lamed Aleph is halacha. It can't be a sukkah gzula. Kenyan the Rabbanan works that it shouldn't be a sukkah gzula. Oh, and daf mem vav, when you're dealing with halacha of dalaminim, it says ulakachtem lochem. There it has to be yours. That was the machten frayim shayla. Does it make it yours? It does not make it yours. Either way, the Gemara daf Lamed Aleph says the avni meluim, and he says it's pasha, has no shaila. Again, the klari yisoid, the shayla of Kenyan the Rabbanan, how far it works. Does it work for deraisa? Does it not work for deraisa? This is all. Do I own it? Or do I not own it? Do you want to know if I'm a Gazan? Of course I'm not a Gazan. I'm not a Gazan with the Rabbanan. I'm not a Gazan with the Raisa. So where I need ownership, to Mekadosh Anisha, you have to own it. That was the Machne Ephraim Shaila. It has to be my money. It can't be your money. It has to be my money. That was the Shaila. That would mean I'm a Lekachtim Lechem, the Yemirish, and I have to own it. But anytime you don't need me to own it, it's just a Shaila of Gzela, Vada, Kinyan, Rabbanan's Mahani, that you shouldn't be a Gazlin. You shouldn't be a Gazlin, even Midday Raisa, just to be Messiah. Just to be Messiah with one lumdis from Rab Shimon Shkop. Just to end with a super lumdus. And that is, Rav Shimon said that Yesh Loimar, that Kinyan de Rabbanon is Mahani de Raisa. Meaning, on the side that Kinyan de Rabbanon is Mahani de Raisa. So you have to work out the lumdus. Why is it? So he said to Mayur de Gazach, he said, what's pshat that a Kinyan works? Right? You do Mashiach, you do Akbah. Something called a Kinyan works. Right? Why? Mechatesi. There's something magical about a Kinyan. You pick something up, a Tefach, a Mashu, three Tefachim. All of a sudden, boom, heebie-jeebie, now it's yours. Mechatesi. Shimon said that really the way Kinyanim works is with Gmiras Das. If we have a Gmiras Das, the two of us, and I have a mind to be makna something to you, and you have a mind to be kind of something with me, it's our Gmiras Das, really, that effectuates the Kinyan. Narvas, Chazal understood that a person can't really deher Gmiras Das unless you do a Maisa Kinyan of some sort. That's why you have to do a Kinyan. So Rav Shimon said that once the Chamu were Misakin, that a Kinyan works, so if I'm doing a Kinyan, Reuven and Shimon sit down together. They want to do some transaction. And they're working with a Kinyan de Rabbanon. It's poshet that you're going to have a Gemiras Das even midai raisa. The whole yisoid, said Reb Shimon, of kinyanim is gemiras das. There's no milo of a kinyan de raisa versus a kinyan de rabbanon. What this picking it up like this is better than picking it up like that. That's not the point. The point is gemiras das. So when you follow the Shulchan Aruch, you have a gemiras das. So Reb Shimon and Shari Yoyche says along this that it could be kinyan de rabbanon's mahani midai raisa. Why? How does that work? Because at the end of the day, chabak gemiras das. Mali, if I have the gemiras das because I did a kinyan de raisa. Mali, if I have the gemiras das because I have a kinyan de rabbanon. At the end of the day, kinyan de rabbanon's enough to say that there was a gemiras das. It's obviously not going to work for all the sugyos. It's not going to help us for the Avni Meluim, or the Shara Melech's case with the Sukkah, but this is just a nice lumdis in terms of understanding what's the other side. Why would you think the Kinder Rabban is Mahani Midei Raisa? A shtickle super lumdis for Reb Shimon Shkop, whose yard side it was this week. Schusa Yogan Aleinu.